T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, thanks, Danny. We got a lot of stuff here for the 7 o'clock hour. Kim Bocamper will join us. No vacation today for him. Going to join us at 8 o'clock as we continue on here. Now, I wanted to say, I just have this vision, and Tua talking about, you know, talking to Dan Marino and trying to pick his brain and what do you see and all that. And then he just tells him, listen, man, I want you to listen to this real carefully, okay? Because you got a lot of people in your ear. Pick a guy and let it fly. And he walks away. I have this vision. So Tua goes home, and, oh, yeah, today was Dan Marino's birthday. And oh, great. Did you get a chance to talk to me? I go, yeah, I was asking him. You know, we're trying to get our passing game going down the field. So what'd he tell you? Because, you know, Tua's father, I believe, is down here. He told me, pick a guy and let it fly. I just start cracking him. I can't say with a straight face. Can you imagine? The father goes, huh? He goes, pick a guy and let it fly. Even if it's just the fact the rhyme, it's pretty funny. And Dan Marino's personality is find a guy he likes and get it to him down the field. And all those explosive plays that we're hoping the Dolphins offense can be able to get, especially with Will Fuller now joining the rest of these guys. And I love this. And I get it. The writers go, hey, no Mike Gesicki, what's going on? And this guy's not getting a lot of targets. How are you going to fit Will Fuller in now? I warned against this with everybody. We are not going to have one guy, as long as these guys are all healthy, get 17 or 18 targets like you saw in certain games the other day, including Kansas City. That's not going to happen. This is not going to be Stephon Diggs getting 14 or 15 targets. They're going to get it out to some guys that want to get the ball, but you can't get everybody. There's going to be some guys that get shut out or have one or two catches as we try to figure out what – I have no idea what to expect from Will Fuller coming back after, again, missing all of camp and not even being allowed around camp with his suspension, I believe. So yeah, I don't know how for a while, but I do know what he does best because I've seen up close like a lot of you have what he did in Houston to get him involved. But it's going to be impossible. It's going to be a lot of guys. I still believe Devontae Parker is going to have the most targets as long as he stays healthy. I was glad to see, like a lot of you, Jaylen Waddle get off to a good start, catch a touchdown. And then, you know, trying to get Mike Gesicki. You got to get Mike going. I do agree with everybody that says that. He is a really good pass-receiving tight end. And if there was a surprise in that win, was the fact that he wasn't involved in the offense. I was surprised. Yes, I was. Totally surprised that. But I also know from watching this thing over the last couple of years with Brian Flores is going to be – there are going to be weeks where certain guys get it, and some guys are going to be targeted because of the matchups a lot more. So there is going to be, you know, I'm sure nobody wants to be a receiver and have zero catches or one catch. I get it, no matter who you are. And in the case of Mike Gesicki, this got to be tough because Mike's trying to get a new contract, which, in my opinion, if the Dolphins don't give Mike Gesicki a new contract, somebody's going to pay him. Somebody will pay him a lot more than his rookie contract. Somebody will pay him out there. He's a young, athletic guy. He will get his money. That will happen for sure. Hey, by the way, we've been all over. Of course, we got the text machine, got a lot of text, 305-567-0560. I asked this baseball thing, and I'm really curious because when you're watching baseball games, Tampa Bay a lot of times is on, right, or Tampa Bay, and then it's got the Marlins channel, so they're right there next to each other. And most nights, Tampa Bay's a lot more entertaining to watch, a lot more enjoyable to watch if you like baseball. So kind of watching them both. But I think this Tampa Bay story in baseball is incredible. It really is. One of the lowest payrolls in baseball, and yet the third most wins. They went to the World Series last year. They get rid of a lot of guys when they can't afford them because they got to keep their payroll down because nobody goes to their games. Nobody goes to the games. They've been bitching about needing a new ballpark. And with all the distraction of all that stuff and getting crowds of 6,000 to maybe up to 12,000, 13,000, 14,000 some nights, and in one of the most attractive divisions in baseball, the AL East, where you got New York and Boston and even Toronto with all this young, talented, these players they have, including – Guerrero Jr., it's been unbelievable. It's fun to watch. It's great, great stuff. And they can't draw. And people go, well, it's just maybe that sports market. No, that's weak because the Lightning sell out every game and Tampa Bay Bucks, obviously with that show right now, also have a waiting list for tickets. So I always love when people say that, and yet are we just going to blame what's going on in Tampa Bay because of that crappy ballpark? Is that going to be it? I'm saying probably would help if you had something nicer. Don't get me wrong. But what's it done going from Hard Rock over to the new ballpark? I know. Again, you got to have a good product, and they're developing their minor league system. And I don't know too many people that are excited and want to hear about the minor league system. They were straight with you. They were honest. They told you we're going to need a few years. Nobody wants to hear rebuild. Nobody wants to hear developed. Nobody wants to hear that. Everyone wants to hear, when I go, I want to see an entertaining product with some young stars that can play and do some really fun things in baseball. And they're still looking to find out if Jesus Sanchez, De La Cruz, Chisholm, and the rest of these guys can play every day. Matter of fact, those guys had back-to-back. Sanchez and De La Cruz had back-to-back home runs in a comeback 8-6 win yesterday. But, you know, you want to see more of it. So I look at what's going on in a bigger market in Tampa Bay, St. Pete market, and I just throw it out. I've been patient on this thing, and we got to build our minor league system, and look where it is now. It's one of the best in baseball. On that top 100 list, the amount of guys, and they're bringing a lot of them up, giving them a chance, either guys they've drafted or mostly guys that when they got rid of some good players, they're able to get other teams' young prospects. And so now we're getting a chance to see some of those guys play. But I'm starting to wonder, and I think there are a lot of people like baseball. I do. I think there are a lot of people tell me, oh, man, I'm a Yankee fan. Oh, I'm an Atlanta fan. Oh, all right. So I think there are people like baseball. They just don't like Marlins baseball.
And that's what a lot of texters are saying. They're saying the management has been one of the major hurdles in getting the fan base in the stadium.
Again, it's hard to tell people, come out and watch us play while we build up our minor league system. Now, I appreciate them being honest and not lying, but not exactly good for business going, hey, haha, you ought to see our single and double A team and some of the young guys we have and what we're able to get for some other teams.
Yeah, we got good stuff over there in Jacksonville and Pensacola, but you got to be here in Miami to watch not those guys.
Right.
It's a hard sell.
And the pitching, obviously, young pitching's ahead of the hitting and everyday players right now. I want to know if they ever get where they're 6, 7, 8 games over 500 and right there at the top with the Atlantas, who looks like they're going to win this division again. Phillies spent a lot of money. We know about them. The Mets spent a lot of money, and they've been a disaster too.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if they ever get – I don't know if they're ever going to see an average 20, 25 a game. I don't know. Because I'm looking at the crowds. They're back, man. They're back. And you go, they're back what? 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. And I know some of it has to do with who you're playing. But they got a problem as they get ready to open up a series with Pittsburgh, by the way, for a couple before coming back home. I know people like baseball. And there's a lot of kids. You watch and see where guys are from, and they, oh, you know, this guy's from here, and Dade and Broward are loaded with guys that grew up down here that are now playing in Major League Baseball, drafted down here. But I don't know, man. I don't know if all of a sudden people haven't been to a baseball game that used to go, if all of a sudden are going to start going again.
I don't know. Star power is a big thing because Sandy Alcantara, he's worth the price of admission, and he's a pitcher, I think. I think you load this team up with young stars, and you can get that crowd moving up there a little bit. I think you can.
See, I disagree.
You disagree?
We lost a guy in a tragic boating accident, and I ask you, how much did he move the dial, move the needle when he pitched? I know he got some.
Yeah.
And he was dominant. He was, hell, best pitcher in the history of the franchise. And I'm talking Kevin Brown and Al Leiter and all the rest of those guys. He was the best pitcher, and he was young. I mean, he had a big, fat contract on the way. And that terrible story and that terrible night getting ready to go to playing the Cleveland Browns when word broke that morning that he'd been killed in a tragic boating accident. He was by far the best pitcher, and I don't know. I know people loved him, but I don't know if he moved the dial. I don't know if a pitcher does it. They got their work cut out. I would love to know when they sit and they're going to have their strategy meetings and they're going to sit around and going, okay, what do we do? What do we do? All of a sudden we're going to be that much better. What do we do? We're going to throw out 5 really good pitchers next year. We're getting our young guys experience. I just don't know if that's enough to people go, hey, man, I got to start going to some baseball games. I haven't done it, but they got a problem getting butts people back in seats. They've got a big, big problem. Big problem.
A lot of the texters at 305-567-0560 are saying there's just no belief in the team that they'll keep anybody that's good. Once somebody gets good, they're afraid that they're just gonna get traded off for future prospects. Yep. And that we're always putting our resources into the future and not into the now.
Well, so have they really had anybody a chance to all the guys? We've gotten rid of some really good players. We had the mm-hmm. best outfield in baseball for a while. Now most of those guys are broken down, so nobody's going to be talking about them much. Yelich is not having a Yelich season after winning MVP and almost winning a second MVP. Stanton, although I guess he's up to, 28 home runs I saw the other day, is just now playing in the outfield. He's been DHing. And Ozuna's got all kinds of problems. I don't know if they're when he gets back in baseball after his problems off the field right now. It's going to be interesting to watch, though. And they got to come up with some kind of game plan because this development through the minor league system is not all of a sudden going to build up and put 20, 25,000 a night in your ballpark. It's just not going to do it. I've seen no signs of it, and I see the numbers right now as they're playing all these young guys, and nobody cares. Jesus Sanchez, Brian De La Cruz, Jazz Chisholm. How many? Matter of fact, you can go back and look at the starts that they were able to get from their number one, from their ace, who's been unbelievable and looks like a number one pitcher, by the way, as you mentioned. How many people are going to watch Alcantara pitch? Look at the numbers when he pitches. You better hope it's on a weekend. It goes up a little bit. We got to go to break here, man. We've got a lot more stuff, though, and find out what everybody, and of course, got a real nice matchup, man. I'm looking forward to seeing how in the hell are the Dolphins going to slow down Josh Allen, and can they get a pass rush? See, so I don't think they can do it. We'll come back and talk about this. I don't know if they can do it. The Steelers did because we don't have T.J. Watt. The Steelers have him. And he just absolutely dominated that game with a couple of sacks. Not bad. Get a new contract, miss all of camp basically, and just do conditioning and come in there and just tear it up right away. All right, we're going to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to, but first I got to tell you this morning about my man, Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're frustrated with the big banks, taking forever to get approved, feel like you're not getting the best rates, slow service, limited hours they work, and honestly, because your credit score is taking a little bit of a hit, they're not really interested in you. Sounds to me like you need a little Mike Okotsi in your life. 25 years, man, no nonsense. No runaround, straight talk, find out whatever. Write your questions down and get ready to have a serious conversation with Mike Okotsi at Choice Mortgage. Learn about him. 25 years right here in South Florida taking care of all of your needs. That's what he's been doing. And the reason I bring this up today, the rates are at 2. Interest rates will be going up, but right now you can lock in a low fixed rate as low as 2. Friggin' 2. Money is cheap right now, man, to get. So reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans, refinancing, seeing how much you can save every month, that money you could really use, you need a little Mike Okotsi. And by the way, he can get you approved in half the time that the banks are, because his service, his relationships, and more importantly, just being able to ask somebody all these questions you write down, whether you're doing the morning or the night, just send, give you a cell phone number. Mike Okotsi is really, really good at what he does. And I think you'll really like doing business with him. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. Even if you've been renting and you realize you're just paying that landlord all that money, go buy yourself a place. Build up equity in your own home. Get your own place. You've been waiting to do it. Now's the time because money is cheap. And I know you like dealing with Mike Okotsi. Visit choicemortgage.com if you didn't write those numbers down. MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody as we get set Thursday Night Football tonight. The New York Giants going to have a little NFC showdown with at Washington tonight. And, of course, so we got a nice doubleheader this weekend for people that will be going for the doubleheader out there. Saturday, University of Miami against Michigan State. And then, of course, Sunday, the Miami Dolphins take on the Buffalo Bills and have just given them fits. Played them tough down here. Everybody knows what happened up there at the end of the year. But played them really, really tough. They made some big plays down the field. And it's about two things, trying to get pressure on Josh Allen. And second of all, when you're putting pressure on him, not allowing him to take off and run, because he is a really good runner. My God, the numbers he has put up the last his first 3 years in the league against the Miami Dolphins. 5-1 record, 5 straight wins, 17 touchdowns, only 4 picks, and he's run for 340 yards and a 9.7 average. Runs for a friggin' first down every time he takes off and runs. So it's a little delicate. I'm not going to lie, man. You want to put pressure, then you leave your guys. And if you do bring pressure and you bring a couple extra guys, you got to get there. You have to get there. And if you don't and you give him time, he has just been, as we've all seen, all his games, been a lot more accurate. And nobody's improved their accuracy like he has. Matter of fact, be going way back to see somebody that's been able to where he started, where, man, it was a little scary. Some of the throws he made his first year, he was way off target to where he is right now, and says a lot about the coaches and the work that he's put in to literally put himself last year in the MVP conversation. He was that good. He was that good. So that will be a fun matchup. I did want to bring up one other thing, and I'll talk to Kim Bocamper about this in about 30 minutes from now. Right before the game, they come out with inactives, and you see and get an idea like who's healthy or who's a healthy scratch and doesn't play. Noah Igbinoghene not being active, and a coach said, hey, listen, he's had a good camp. All right. I mean, that's fine, coach, but he hasn't had a great camp. Because if he did, he would have been active. And Nick Needham has clearly been a great story as a guy that wasn't drafted, that was just great time when we were playing a lot of rookie free agents that first year with Coach Flores. Nick Needham is one of those guys that took advantage of it and had a really good year. Got to play a lot, had some interceptions, and just done great. Now he's got confidence and stuff. And then the other problem you have, you've got a bunch of safeties that they feel really comfortable with Eric Rowe, Jason McCourty, and Javon Holland, all guys that have already made some plays and they like a lot. But you got a guy that's just, I'm looking, second year, you're a first-round pick, and you're not active, is just – it's one thing if you're out there and you're not playing, but you're playing in nickel and dime packages. But he was brought in to be a frontline cover corner. You draft a guy in the first round that's a corner, you draft them to come in and play. Not to be a special teams player, not to be a kickoff return specialist as a deep guy, because he is one of the fast guys on the team. And he just has not made the improvement. Now, I know he played receiver, so he's a little bit behind, but they saw something at Auburn that they drafted him with one of the three first-round picks they had last year, and he needs to play.
And now it's getting to the point you just want to see some improvement. It's not, I won't need him to start, I want him to play. It's just, can we get some improvement? It doesn't seem like he's really made much of a jump.
So here's the thing, here's the good and bad with the team. I see you get first-round picks. I want to see him play, right? First-round picks, franchise picks. We're never, hopefully, ever going to have three again in the first round. And one of those three has just not done it in year two. No reason. I mean, it just – so. But I will say one thing I do like about Coach Flores, why we make a big deal about it, he does it and plays the best guys. Whether they're 33 years old or – guys that switch from corner to safety, if they're better, they play ahead of first-round picks. He's not worried about the topic of the day being another first-round pick didn't work out. Doesn't care about that. Long as he's winning games. And my thing has always been the first-round picks, there's a reason they're the top 32 guys taken in the draft. They need to be able. I'm not saying they'll have to be stars, but this is a really, really bad look for week one that Noah Igbinoghene is not playing. It's just it's a bad look. And again, I saw him have some really rough practices, really going out there, Dan, and watching those practices. He had some rough ones. He looked like he had fairly good coverage when he did play, but couldn't find the ball. And so here we are with a first-round pick that, unless there's some injuries, I don't know how much he's going to play. They look set. They've got still have Justin Coleman in there. They got Eric Rowe, who's playing a lot and will do a lot of cover stuff. Saw Jason McCourty make a great play on the ball down the middle and bat it away. And a guy that they love is Javon Holland, who can do all these things we're talking about. And so that's why he was a scratch. I mean, I get it. I get the safeties, and they like him and think that's a good position. Byron Jones and Xavier Howard got off to a good start. Everything was short underneath in the game. But, boy, that one, that's a tough one, man. And I'll just take it a step further. It's a bad look. Bad look on GMs. Bad look on GMs when first-round picks don't play. Just is. We went out and got all these picks with the thought that they'd get a chance to play, and he hasn't been able to do it except for last year when he was thrown in there when Byron Jones got injured for a game and a half, and he got targeted pretty good by the guy who ended up leading the league in receptions, and Stephon Diggs. And it was just a rough start for him. As soon as they saw him out there, said rookie, hasn't played, they went after him. So anyway, that was just one thought on this thing. And, you know, again, they won the game. That's the most important thing. They gave up just the one touchdown, and we're very lucky to get that considering that crappy call that was made on Landon Roberts. So we got to go to break, man. We've got a lot more stuff we'll jump on this morning as we continue on. And how the hell are you going to cover all those guys? What are you going to do defensively to get pressure and have more success against Josh Allen, man? That is going to be the big one coming up. Anyway, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
That's causing stop-and-go traffic back to Commercial Boulevard with a delay of up to an hour. And southbound 441 at Davie Boulevard, the left-turning lane has been closed due to construction. And over in Miami, everything is looking accident-free. I'm Vanessa, and that's traffic on AM 560, FM 99.9, HD2, the Joe, WQAM, and streaming on the Odyssey app. Download it now.
Well, the story kind of blew up yesterday, but old Urban said, no chance I'm going to leave this job in Jacksonville. No, not interested in that USC job. What he should have said, I already had that USC job. I didn't want it. I think last year when they were doing that college football show for Fox, and he's working with, Reg and Matt Leiner, those guys had already talk to the school and all the people with all the money. And if he wanted that job, they would have hired him in a heartbeat. You know why? Because the guy's a really good college recruiter and college coach.
Keyword college.
College. Yeah. No question. Yeah.
I think almost any school in Division I would
You still think that USC job's good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still think it's a good job.
I do too, man.
I was out in Los Angeles over the Labor Day weekend, and yeah, it's still a good job. There's still a lot of love out there.
So UCLA football's always played a backseat to UCLA. Even when I was in school, USC was it, and UCLA was kind of the basketball school when they were dominating, and USC had the dominating football team, actually, as you go back into history of that place. So their recruiting base through the whole state, but they got 20 million plus people right there in their backyard, from San Diego, home of Reggie Bush, to all over, up out of the Los Angeles, Southern California area towards Bakersfield. They've got great players. And if there's a really good player, used to, in Sacramento area or in the Bay Area, which Bay Area football is not exactly full of football, great football players, for the population they have. But if there were good guys up there, they'd get them. They would get them. And so I think it's a really good job. People ask, it's a good job, man. They get big crowds. That's a good job. There's no other way. And they fired a guy after two games, which, by the way, how dumb was that whole thing that they wanted to get rid of him last year, the year before they should have. But – I'm dying to see who gets it. Of course, you saw what happened yesterday as Mario Cristobal from Oregon, who is the hot coach right now in the Pac-12. God bless him, man. Mario Cristobal's career has just exploded, especially with the win at Ohio State, which not too many people have been able to do, win at Ohio State. And he's done a great job. So he went on a show yesterday, and he just kept saying, go Ducks. Like, what is this about, man? I thought you wanted to talk about, you know, our win over Ohio State, what we've got going on, and all you want to do is ask me if I'm in an interview for the USC job. I'll tell you one more. I think Amaro Cristobal wants that USC job. I think he's going to be a – I don't know if he gets it for sure, but he'd be in the final three. When they put that list together down there in movie star land, his name's going to be on that list to get it. And we will never, ever get him back in Miami. Never. Those days – Now he looks up. He doesn't look at, you know, coming back home. He's done that. I remember everybody said, you know, Mario's getting a little out of his league. I go, what do you mean? You can recruit. They go, no. He knew everybody in South Florida. He knew, you know, he knows the state of Florida. How good? He knew the East Coast from the Rutgers job. Like, how good is he going to be going to a brand new area? Took him no time at all. Pulling guys all over California. Pulling them from the southern part to with everybody struggling. He jumped in there and sold that Oregon brand. And so to me, if you're looking at Mario win a game plan when he sits down with the wife and talks to his family back here, he's going to stay at that job until one of the big boy jobs opens up and he wants to give that a shot. And I think one of the jobs he's going to be looking at and going to have a chance to get down the road is when Nick Saban, who, by the way, God only knows how long that's going to be. Nick's jumping up here on 7-0 soon. You don't think Mario Cristobal is going to have a name? His name's going to be in there for that job. He coached there for a while, so he got that on his resume. He did the Alabama thing before going from an offensive line coach to a coordinator and now with everything that's happened and guys switching schools, he's full circle. He's the head coach at Oregon.
You don't consider Oregon one of the big boy jobs? It's got Nike. It's got all the resources.
I agree.
It's a national brand.
But so he can dominate that thing for a long time, right? That thing's open. There's no Clemson or Alabama or Ohio State, what they've done in their conference. There's none of that. That thing, you're probably right, but something tells me, and he can get whatever he wants. I agree. That Oregon thing, he can have for, and he can win 10-plus games every year. I believe that because he's reloaded that thing, you know, and you saw how good it looked, and a couple of their best players didn't even play. So he is loaded down. They've got it rolling. You mentioned the Nike brand.
Crazy uniforms. You can recruit all over the West Coast.
But – something tells me he'd like to get one of those top SEC jobs. I may be wrong. But if Alabama calls him some point going, Nick's done, we'd like to interview you, I think he comes back. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how many of those SEC jobs he finds attractive. And obviously, we're talking about Nick at some point, who, by the way, doesn't have – I mean, he's a lifer. That's what he does, man. Like, his life is when he ain't coaching, he's recruiting. When he's not recruiting, he's coaching.
Yeah, all he does is coach. All he does is think about coaching.
I don't think taking a month off and going to a lake and hanging out is his thing. He doesn't, I see him lasting 2 days and going friggin' nuts.
He doesn't even order his own food at restaurants. His wife does all that for him because he's just thinking football constantly. I've seen him do it when he was at LSU.
Well, he's great at what he does. But, yeah, but the whole Mario Cristobal thing is going to be interesting because so far he's made a lot of good decisions in his career to get to where he is right now. Now, some of it's luck because some guys took off on jobs and wanted to come home and all those things. But Mario took advantage of this, and he ends up having a good year. I think they're going to we're going to start talking about being one of the top paid coaches. And – Oregon's got the money and stuff. It's just a matter. You think that Oregon job's as sexy as some of those SEC jobs?
To me, it is, because it's a great place to live. You got a great recruiting base. You kind of got a national brand. You got the Nike backing.
You have nothing in your backyard, though. Eugene, Oregon.
Right. No, you don't.
No, but not a whole lot of football players coming out of...
But they can get the kids out of California. They can kind of get the national brand. They've got the Nike backing. You don't have that much competition in the Pac-12 or whatever it eventually is going to be. You can kind of run the conference if you play your cards right. You got a nice stadium. You got a lot of things.
Let me ask you, if everything's equal, you still believe the USC job's better than the Oregon job, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Now, USC's been down, and, you know, and Oregon's on a roll right now. They really are. My God. Question now is, after what they just did to Ohio State, confidence going into that Pac-12 ought to be pretty damn high right now, man. Pretty damn high, and feeling good about everything with that. So, yeah, Mario, man, what a great story it's been with a guy that grew up down here, still comes back here to see his family, get a call occasionally, and has done great. And, by the way, he's able to recruit back here too.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't stop. That plane does travel back here too. So, yeah, but I think that USC job is still a really good job. I know a couple years ago we went through this on that job, and it's not that great a job. I go, what?
Hmm?
What are you talking
about? No, it's a great job.
Job has got lots of talent. Even if you cut my budget, my recruiting budget, I'll just hit my backyard.
Yeah, all you have to do with USC, recruit the state, get a couple national guys, one or two here and there, and you are in the running for a national championship.
So, yeah, that will be an interesting one, to see if they can ever get back to where they were before, where, like my last year, they were co-champions with Alabama, my last year in college. They were loaded with draft picks. And I always bring it up, Marcus Allen and Munoz, Ronnie Lott. I mean, they just had – that thing was stupid talent.
Yeah, Hall of Famer talent.
Oh, did I just name three Hall of Famers play together? Yeah, I did. Yeah, they had a bunch of good ones, and one of the best offensive lines running that I formation that they ran. And whoever was a running back had a chance to win the Heisman every year, just about. Charles White and Marcus Allen was actually the fullback. And then Charles White leaves, and Marcus Allen goes to that position. And, hell, Charles White was a first-round pick, I believe. I think it didn't pan out like a lot of the other running backs at USC, but was a hell of a player. All right, listen, man, we want to make sure we break on time. Got a lot of stuff to get to here. Kim Bocamper's going to join us. We got a lot of stuff we got to talk about with the Dolphins. And looks like Coach put the fire out real quickly at left tackle and said Austin Jackson is healthy and back. He will be the left tackle. How well? I'm really curious to find out. I think we'll find out a lot this week. Did Eichenberg play? A lot of people thought, for the most part, he was really good in that game. Does he get a start? I still think when it's all said and done this year, Dan, he's going to have a starting job. I don't think Eichenberg's going to be. If he's not starting, I don't see him being a sixth offensive lineman. I don't see it.
You said it earlier. Coach Flo plays the best players.
Yes, he does. Coach Flo doesn't worry. By the way, we worry about, the media worry about, why aren't the first and second round picks playing? And he goes, I don't care who you are. I need the best players to play. My job's only one thing. Not how sexy the drafts look. My job's to win.
Doesn't care. Doesn't care how much you get paid. Doesn't care about anything.
Now, that's great. But if you don't win, then they start breaking down how it was built. And they're going, hey, man, you didn't win as much because all those young guys either didn't pan out or not playing well enough. All those things come into play. All right, we got to go to break here. But before we do, I want to talk about something very important. Air conditioning. Who do you trust, man? Who do you call when you have an air conditioning problem? I always go to Air Around the Clock. Love talking about it, man. Love talking about that great service. Yeah, this thing started, this relationship with Air Around the Clock. Little history lesson. Lenny and I got together, 29 years ago. And he said, listen, man, I want you to help me build this thing, and let's talk about it, and I want you to know what we're all about here. We're family-owned. We're old school. My guys, I expect them to work 7 days a week if we have to. If we got a lot of extra calls, we work late into the night. We work earlier in the morning. But we're going to build this thing on great service and taking care of all your air conditioning problems for your home and your business. And that has not changed with Eric and Mike and Chippy and Big Joe and Brian and all the rest of the old school guys. They understand what makes this thing successful. And that is making sure if you need a new air conditioning unit, we have them ready to go. And if you have the air conditioning unit right now, just needs to be fixed. We come out quickly and we take care of all your problems. We've been doing that all over Broward and Palm Beach, man. Trained and certified technician working 7 days a week for you. Special financing and very competitive prices. All you need to do is call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. You see the billboards. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC, man. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. Don't sweat it. Remember, air around the clock. And by the way, plumbing too. Got some of the best plumbers in the business. All you have to do, 855-PLUMBER, water heater problems, clogged toilets, or anything else. All you have to do is remember, air around the clock.
Hey guys, Zach Krantz here, and if you're a business owner, are you feeling the pressures of running your business? Well, there's only a limit of what you can do and still keep employees engaged. Insperity brings 30+.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.